Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
162 regular season games after a month plus of spring training. Gosh, pitchers and catchers report in early February. By Valentine's Day, they're down in Florida or in Arizona, and they have already started up. It is a long season. No one has ever called the baseball season a sprint. It's a marathon. Times seven. It seems to go on forever. And then October hits. And yeah, that can stretch on a long time as well. It's definitely a war of attrition. It's definitely about surviving. The Dodgers had to do all of that and then some. And maybe, just maybe, in Game 5 of the World Series, you see a microcosm of what they went through in 2024. A lot of their story I've talked about over the last month. They're resilient. They know how to fight back. I had talked about this during the regular season when the Dodgers were facing a ton of adversity in their own NL West division. They were facing huge challenges from both the Padres as well as the Diamondbacks for a while. This was not easy. You can say they bought, quote unquote, a World Series. But if you know the Dodgers story, that makes no sense. A lot of the money they spent was on the IR or on the shelf throughout the course of the season. You can begrudge the Dodgers, but to begrudge them this title is to not know their story and not know their character and not know their leadership and not remember how many times they had to fight back this season and then during this postseason. And again, Game 5 of the World Series. It's a small microcosm, a small window of what the Dodgers did over the course of this 24 season. So it is done. It's in the books. On what is October 30th, so we do not have a World Series that goes into November. We only get to do these shows a few times a year if we happen to be on the air on the night that a champion is crowned. I do enjoy these shows because I'm all about the stories. I'm all about the redemption, all about the joy, but also about the other human emotion, which is the heartbreak. And in this Game 5, a lot of what the Yankees struggle with all season long came back to bite them in the rear. Every team has a fatal flaw. Every single team. And some of the worst teams have far more than just a single fatal flaw. The Dodgers, that was their starting pitching. Having to piece it together. Bullpen starts in the World Series. Are you kidding me? Having to rely on guys that made a handful of starts during the year and weren't even available all through the season. And then throwing different bullpen guys out there because that was the only way they were going to make it through. For the Yankees, errors. mistakes. The kind that you can't make in the last series of the year because your opponent will make you pay. And boy, did they. So we're talking about two completely different stories captured in this one game. But always on a championship night. And like I said, we get to be here. If the series had gone back to LA, we would not have been on the air the night that the World Series champion was crowned, regardless if it was New York or LA. But it wraps up on a Wednesday night, October 30th. And you know, we always start at the end and work our way backward.
Dave Roberts can hardly watch. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for! A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
That's the final call of Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The 2024 Major League Baseball season is in the books. It's in the rearview mirror. Everything done except for the ticker tape parade in Los Angeles. And can I tell you something? I didn't realize this till a little while ago. This is going to blow your mind. The parade to celebrate the 2024 World Series title will take place on November 1st. Do you know what that day is? Fernando Valenzuela's birthday. Does that give you chills? It gives me chills. Multiple Dodgers pledged that they would win the World Series after Fernando passed away just 3 days before the opener. And now they get to celebrate with a parade that they did not have in 2020. On the day his family and his former teammates, the people that love him, will remember his birthday. Are you kidding? From the category of you can't make this stuff up, the Dodgers will celebrate their World Series with their fans on Fernando Valenzuela's November 1st birthday. Seriously, that floored me. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me online. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Freddie Freeman, the World Series MVP, not a big surprise, but he didn't homer in game number 5. Instead, well, he had a couple different huge contributions, including an RBI that was critical as part of the fifth inning. The fifth inning that the Yankees and their fans may never forget. Man, so many twists and turns in this particular game. You almost felt like this game could have been all of the drama of a World Series wrapped into one. I know it didn't go 7 games and didn't get back to LA, but I hope you feel like you got your money's worth with these two teams, because they really did put us through the ringer emotionally. Think about the opener that went into extra innings. Yankees multiple times had the lead. Dodgers had to come back. That includes the 10th inning where Freddie Freeman hits a walk-off grand slam. Never happened in World Series history before. Then we get to a game number 5. And right off the top, you can tell the Yankees are determined to extend this series.
The pitch to Judge, swung on and hit in the air to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a Judgian blast into the right center field seats. And the Yankees take an immediate 2-0 lead in this must game. All rise. Here comes the Judge. The 2-1, swung on, hit high in the air to right. Betts going back. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Jazz Chisholm homers to deep right field. All that jazz. Chisholm and Judge hit home runs back to back on a belly to belly, and the Yankees take an immediate 3-0 lead.
Bottom of the first inning, Aaron Judge snaps out of it and has a massive blast. It was a no-doubter. Goes 400 feet to score Juan Soto ahead of him. And then Jazz Chisholm homers right after that. Yankee Stadium was rocking. But the Yanks were done. They were going to try to pile up as many runs as they possibly could.
Here's a 3-1. Line, base hit. The right center field. Over the drawn-in infield. It's a base hit. And an RBI for Verdugo. And the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
That happens.
And here's Stanton. And he swings and drills one to deep right. It is high. It is far. That is gone. It is a Stantonian home run. He hit a ball. That's the way to enter the game against Brazier. He hit a ball halfway back in the right field seats. Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo. And the Yankees now take a 5-0 lead.
7 home runs for Giancarlo Stanton, the most in a single postseason for the New York Yankees. So he joins the history books in a way that carried the Yankees to this World Series when they'd had nothing else. It was Giancarlo Stanton in the earlier rounds. And Jack Flaherty, he was the only part of the Dodgers pitching staff that didn't toe the line. He was pulled after an inning and a third. He allowed 4 runs on 4 hits and a walk. And man, did walks turn into a major story in this Game 5 of the World Series. And 5, the magic number for the Los Angeles Dodgers. After the Yankees take a 5-0 lead, they're about halfway through this game. They get to the top of the 5th. And it all starts to go horribly wrong for New York in the field.
And it's lined to center field, charging Judge. He dropped the ball. And throws to second. Too late. So that'd be an error on Judge. That's the first time I've seen him drop a ball. So it's an E8. And the pitch is hit on the ground to short. Volpe throws to third, and it's bobbled. So everybody is safe. Volpe's idea was good, but it was a very tough throw because the runner was going across from him. So that would be another error, I would think.
Oh, it definitely was another error. Back-to-back errors for the Yankees in the field in the top of the 5th. Aaron Judge drops a ball that's sinking but should have been an easy catch. I dare say if they're not the World Series, it is. It's one of those classic, already looking ahead and working on your next move before you secure the ball. I used to do this a bunch in basketball. I would get so eager that before I caught the ball in the post, I would start to make the turn toward the baseline or toward the hoop, and I would leave the ball behind. I would fumble the ball. Well, that's essentially what Aaron did. He started to make the move to come up throwing with it before he had it in his glove. And then Anthony Volpe, who, of course, was the hero of their Game 5 with the grand slam that awakened the Yankees' bats. He fields the ball cleanly, but then he bounces it to third base. That was the right play to go to third, but he bounces it to third base, and that loads the bases. Now, this is Gerrit Cole still on the mound, nobody out. He manages to get a pair of strikeouts. And so now, with the bases still loaded, the Yankees have an opportunity to get out of this inning with their lead, with their 5-0 lead intact.
5-0 Yankees. The Dodgers have to get something here. The pitch. Mookie cues it right side of the infield, picked up by Rizzo. He's going to have to take it himself. Nobody was covering the bag. Nobody covered it. And that is how the Dodgers break through. The Yankee defense absolutely failed Gerrit Cole in the 5th. It was a cue shot to first from Betts, just like in the very first inning, but this time Rizzo couldn't complete the play. It's now 5-1, and they're loaded for Freddie.
Just a wild inning. They made it tough on us, just kept putting the ball in play and grinding out pitch after pitch. It felt almost, at the end of it, it almost felt like a win to just, not really give up the lead and, be in a position to keep going. So, boy, that was a tough one, though.
there's an element of just a reactionary thing in the moment. I think there's part of it is just being spent that inning and exuding so much energy to kind of almost work out of it. And then just the quick flinch of delay with a guy like Mookie running costs you. And, you know, maybe thinking where it was that typically that's a ball that you're going to be able to, first baseman's going to be able to take. But because of the spin, Riz had to make sure you kind of secure it. It's hard to run through that ball that's spinning like that.
The explanations of Gerrit Cole about that fifth inning, as well as Aaron Boone, and he called it. I was listening, actually, to Boone's press conference live because the Yankees clubhouse was closed for a long time after this game, and we'll get to that coming up. But he called it a squibber to Anthony Rizzo at first base off the bat of Mookie Betts. And he said that Betts, because he's got so much speed, that Gerrit Cole needed to get over to the bag because Rizzo had to wait. The ball was spinning. Again, a squibber. It was spinning. Rizzo didn't want to charge in on it because he was worried about a weird hop or it going over his glove, which would have been far worse. And Gerrit Cole thinks that Rizzo's going to be able to get to the bag because he's charging the ball. Rizzo, this is generally, again, I've heard a lot of this on the Yankees postgame show. This is generally how he does play it. He waits for the pitcher to come over. But Gerrit Cole, according to Boone, just had a lot going on. He'd thrown a lot of pitches. He was kind of spent in that inning. This was the chance for the Yankees to get out of it unscathed, right? The chance for them to get out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam after two errors. And Gerrit Cole, though this doesn't go down as an error, Garrett just mind blank or mental mistake. And Rizzo is looking for him, but he's not there. And Rizzo's back to field the ball, and so nobody gets to first base in order to get the out with Mookie. It's after hours with Amy Lawrence. So that top of the fifth inning continued on, and it's too many opportunities for a team as good as the Dodgers.
And now another 1-2. Freeman to center field, base hit. Edmonds going to score. Here comes Will Smith. Freddie Freeman coming through again. A two-run single, and the Dodgers are within two. Cole out of the stretch. The pitch. Hernandez, fly ball, left center field. Judge going back, chasing after it. He's not going to get there. And one hops off the wall. Mookie scores. Here comes Freddie. Teoscar Hernandez has tied game five. Two-run double from Teo. 5-5 in game five.
Can you believe it? Couple of errors, a mental mistake. They nearly get out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, only to see the Dodgers come up with two hits after that next mistake by the Yankees. All of those runs are unearned. So not even one run charged to Gerrit Cole. But it was 5-5 heading into the bottom of the fifth. Now, the Yankees take the lead again. So lest you think that was the final blow, it was not. First of all, the game was tied. Second of all, the Yankees went up on a Giancarlo Stanton sacrifice fly in the bottom of the sixth. And it remains that way into the top of the eighth. One of the notes about this game that I'm sure if you were watching, you were listening to, stood out to you. One of the notes that I have to pass along is the number of walks. Extraordinary. Do you know between the two pitching staffs, and this is not in the entire World Series, this is just in game number five, 16 total base on balls issued between the two pitching staffs. The Yankees had the benefit of 9 walks. So in many cases, they were working the counts. Now, not later in the game. They were first pitch swinging in the later innings. The Dodgers get 7 free passes. And in the top of the eighth, it's Tommy Kahnle who comes in for the Yankees. He gives up back-to-back singles. And one of them is an infield single for Tommy Edman. Then there's another walk. That's Will Smith. And that is not the complete bottom of the order, but you're talking about 6, 7, 8 hitters. So Gavin Lux comes up. He hits a sacrifice fly to center. to tie the game. He's the nine guy. Then another mistake that extends an inning. The Yankees have to deal with a catcher interference. So Ohtani, who's not swinging the bat well in this series at all, who's looked awkward and pressing and anxious even at the plate, he gets the benefit of a catcher's interference. Because his bat, as he was following through on his swing, or actually it was he's coming through on his swing, his bat connects with the catcher's mitt. And the catcher can't have the mitt in the base, in the path, excuse me, of the bat. And while it was very slight, they knew it right away. The Yankees challenged, but it was clear on video that there had been catcher interference. And so Ohtani then gets to first base, and you have a runner then again in scoring position. With the game tied at six, the Dodgers content to take whatever they can manufacture.
Weaver sets, kicks and fires. Bet swings, cracks a ball in the air, center field. Judge backs up. Edmund tagging from third. Here he comes. Another sacrifice fly, and the Dodgers have the lead in Game 5. It's now 7-6 LA.
Once again, Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. Isn't that crazy? A team that can smack the heck out of the ball, that's got the presumptive MVP, as well as a World Series MVP, who'd been hitting home runs night after night. They take the lead in this game on a pair of sacrifice flies. And I love that. You do whatever it takes. Move the guys along. You take the free passes. Who cares if it's a sacrifice fly? Now, granted, you get the out there as opposed to being able to extend the inning. But the second the ball left the bat of Mookie Betts, he's pumping his fist, knowing that he, first of all, kept it off the ground, got it in the air, and got it deep enough to be able to score another runner and take the lead. And then into the late stages, the Yankees did get a couple more opportunities. In the bottom of the eighth, it's Blake Treinen pitching again for the Dodgers. He was out there for quite a while. He gives up an Aaron Judge double, and then he walks Jazz Chisholm. And with two outs, he has to face Anthony Rizzo.
You have any nails left? I don't think so. The 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging! Blake Treinen went to a sweeper down and in. He pumps his fists off the mound. Will Smith gives it right back to him. They strand a pair in the bottom of the eighth and continue to lead Game 5, 7-6.
Treinen actually had a conference with Dave Roberts on the mound, and I heard Dave talk about this after the game. What did you say to Blake Treinen? He said, I just wanted to hear his heart. I wanted to know that he was okay. I needed to know that he had enough left in the tank. I needed to hear him say it and see how he was feeling. Treinen told him he was good, and he ends up striking out Rizzo to end that threat with a runner in scoring position there in the bottom of the eighth. So Treinen actually gets the win in this World Series game. Would you believe he was the seventh Dodgers pitcher to take the mound in this game? And this was not supposed to be a bullpen start. Seventh Dodgers pitcher. He goes 2 1/3. So he pitches longer than anybody else from the Dodgers pen. He allows the one hit and one walk, but he strikes out three, including Anthony Rizzo, to end the eighth. And can you believe what happened in the ninth? Remember when Walker Buehler won, was it game three, Producer Pete, of the World Series? Walker Buehler put the Yankees on the brink of elimination in game three and said, I'll be ready to go in game seven, but I hope this is the last time I pitch this season. Well, it wasn't. I won't tell you the story now. I'll tell you the story coming up after the break because we're running a little bit late. But he was the one the Dodgers called on when they wanted to close out the World Series. And Walker Buehler goes out there for the first time in a safe situation in a World Series, of course, after a year in which he was away from the team for a good portion of the game. Very first hitter is Anthony Volpe, who grounds out to third. Then he strikes out Austin Wells, so he's facing the bottom of the Yankees order. And the only guy left is Alex Verdugo.
Dave Roberts can hardly watch. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for! A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
Final call of the 2024 World Series in Game 5. Dodgers beat the Yankees, and they do it in dramatic fashion, 7-6. Now, for a long time, the Dodgers were out there on the field with their family and friends. As you can imagine, there were cigars. A lot of the Dodgers fans who either are local or who made the trip to the Bronx, they were celebrating. Ownership, of course, MLB Network and the other media on the field. The Yankees, meanwhile, were sequestered away in their clubhouse for nearly a half hour, which is relatively unheard of after a regular season game, but certainly after a game like this when so many media requests are being made, but also when they have obligations to talk about what just happened. Well, Aaron Boone apologized for keeping the clubhouse closed as long as he did, but he gave the explanation, and you will hear it next. The Dodgers are your World Series champions for the second time since 2020, but this time they actually get to celebrate with fans in the stands and a parade on Friday, which is Fernando Valenzuela's birthday. Wow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, here's the 1-2 to Verdugo. Breaking ball, cut out of miss, strike three, ball game over, World Series over. Dodgers win. Los Angeles is the new champion, and they're going nuts on the field. I don't blame them. You know, in baseball, you get down to spring training on February 15th or so, February 20th, and you play 30 games in preseason, and then 162 in the regular season, and then all the playoffs. So when you see them jump around like this, boy, there's reason for it. They deserve it. They erased a 5-0 lead tonight. The Yankees helped. And the Dodgers win the ball game by the score of 7-6.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
John Sterling came out of retirement to do the Yankees postseason run, and they end up back in the World Series for the first time in 15 years, but this is a drought that will continue for the Pinstripes, along with Susan Waldman calling World Series Game 5. And yes, the Dodgers celebrated on the field for a long time. We'll get to that victorious reaction coming up, but something that was extraordinary for the Yankees. Now, I happen to be listening to their post-game broadcast as I'm driving into Manhattan to come into our studios, which are located in the city. And I get in the car assuming that they're already well into their post game. And instead, what I hear from Susan Waldman is, I've never seen anything like this. The clubhouse is still closed. So it was closed for half hour, maybe longer. And when Aaron Boone finally came out, he first had to do an interview with Tom Verducci on Fox. And then he made his way to the interview room to meet with the media, who are all still hanging around wondering when they were going to hear from the Yankee skipper.
The clubhouse was supposed to be open a while ago, so I apologize for that. You know, I've talked to you through this postseason and the World Series just about the closeness of that room, and really that's what it was all about. I mean, just guys pouring their heart out and being there for one another, loving each other, and because obviously this is a very difficult moment for us. You get to this point, you know, as I said to the guys, you know, this obviously it stings now, but this is going to sting forever. And there were just a lot of heartfelt messages to each other, and so I apologize for that. Congratulate the Dodgers and Dave. On winning it all. you know, they were the better team in this series, and but doesn't take away my pride of this group and what we've been through, what they've gone through, what they've battled through, and the togetherness that they have, and that's what that delay was about.
I heard a couple of the players talk about it as well, that it really meant a lot to be able to share this season with these guys. But yeah, obviously, extremely painful. They are the only team ever to blow a 5-run lead in a game of the World Series when the other team is trying to clinch. It's never happened before. This came from OptiStats. The Yankees are the only team to blow a 5-run lead, allow 5 unearned runs, commit 3 or more errors, commit catcher's interference, commit a balk. There was also a balk in there. All in the same game. Regular season or postseason, since earned runs became an official stat in both leagues in 1913. So that goes back more than a century. No team has ever suffered this kind of a collapse. And maybe to lose the series wasn't the painful part. To lose the series when you're on your own field trying to force a game 6, keep the team from celebrating in your stadium, and you have it in your hands and you fumble it away.
This is like as bad as it gets. I mean, it's like kind of the, you know, it's the worst feeling that you can have, especially because, you know, you have to keep, you know, sometimes willing yourself to believe and you know, to give yourself a chance. And, you know, you just keep pushing. And, you know, ultimately we, you know, we came up short. And that just, yeah, it's brutal.
Gerrit Cole with that assessment. You can hear it in his voice, of course. He goes into the 7th inning and gives up no earned runs. That's the part that blows your mind. They lose a game in which their starting pitcher is terrific. He battled, but for the mental mistake, they get out of that 5th inning without giving up runs, despite having the bases loaded and nobody out. He calls it brutal. And then back to Aaron Boone. And Aaron's not a guy that gets really emotional. He's fairly stoic. Now, he'll yell at umpires, right? I think he was trying to set a record for number of times he got kicked out of a game this year and last. So he'll yell at umpires. He's intense. But he comes from a baseball family. He's played in a World Series. He's got one of the most iconic home runs in Yankees playoff history. It's a guy who's seen a lot on a baseball diamond. He understands it's a really long season. And yet he was asked, so again, I was listening to this play out live. He was asked how he felt in the wake of the Yankees falling apart in game 5.
I mean, I'm heartbroken. Yeah, I mean, it's doesn't take away my pride of what that room means to me and what that group forged this year and what we've been through to get here. But I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for those guys that pour so much into this. You know, the ending is cruel. You know, it always is. You know, I haven't had that feeling of being celebrating and going home. And, you know, like many of the guys in there, you know, I'm 51. You know, I poured my life into that. So, you know, you're chasing that. And when you get that close, you know, it's heartbreaking.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Another question from Aaron Boone produced this answer, which I thought was also intuitive. And again, if you remember 20 years ago when he hit the home run in the ALCS against the Red Sox and they were flying high into the World Series in 2003, they end up losing to the Marlins in dramatic fashion. And Aaron Boone remembered that moment and said, 2003, listening to the Marlins celebrate, listening to them cheer and go crazy in our stadium as they won the World Series was one of the most painful moments of his life, he said. And it sticks with him. And so he's had this moment as both a player and now as a manager. And you can hear, again, the emotion in his voice. So I know producer Pete and I were anxious to hear from Aaron Judge as well. We're working on the audio as it comes in. But yeah, the Yankees, they were in their clubhouse for quite a while. So we're still waiting as we bring in some more audio. Okay, so we do have one Aaron Judge. You want to set it up for me, Pete?
Yeah, he says this loss will stick with him for a long time.
I think falling short in the World Series will stick with me until I die, probably. I think just like every other loss, you know, those things don't go away. You know, they're just... their battle scars along the way, and you know, hopefully my career is over. We got a lot of battle scars, but also a lot of victories along the way too.
How long will this stay with you? You know, the play of the fifth inning, and obviously the
I think falling short in the World Series will stick with me until I die, probably. I think just like every other loss.
So he answers it again. Yeah, that's, you know, a bit of a repeat. But yeah, Aaron Judge, he not only gets the home run in this game finally to get off the schneid, and the Yankees were flying high. Yankee Stadium was electric. But then he has that sinking liner that's hit directly to him that kind of ricochets or bounces off his glove. And it was clear that he was looking up to kind of see where the ball was going to go next. And that was the first error. Then Anthony Volpe, of course, bounces a ball to third base and doesn't get the runner on the force. And that loads the bases with nobody out. Now, still to come, the reaction from Freddie Freeman, who is the World Series MVP. In fact, he's only the 12th in baseball history to be not just a regular season MVP, but a World Series MVP. His 12 RBI set a new Dodgers single postseason record. He hits 300 in this series with a dozen RBI over the postseason. It's incredible. The four home runs, the walk-off grand slam, he had this sewn up maybe even after game one. So we'll hear from him coming up. More Dodgers ahead. We haven't even really gotten to them or Ohtani. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At A-Law Radio to find me online, also on our Facebook page. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. We lead off with the World Series and a true Hollywood story.
Dave Roberts can hardly watch. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for L.A.! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for!
Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. Dodgers world champs for the 8th time in franchise history. Second time in 5 years. After a 7-6 win over the Yankees in Game 5, they win the series 4-1. Mookie Betts snapping a 6-6 tie with an 8th inning sacrifice fly. Freddie Freeman named the World Series MVP.
Every spring training, this is our goal. And for it to come true with this group of guys, I couldn't ask for a better year. Holy cow. Woo!
Freeman on Fox. After the game, the Dodgers rallied from a 5-0 deficit with five runs in the fifth inning, including a two-run single by Freeman, who homered in each of the first four games. Now to the NFL, Saints quarterback Derek Carr expected to play on Sunday against the Panthers after missing the last three games with an oblique injury. Now to the NBA scoreboard, Blazers over the Clippers 106-105, Warriors 104, Pelicans 89, the Thunder beat the Spurs 105-93, Nets 119, Grizzlies 106, Bulls over the Magic 102-99, Knicks 116, Heat 107, Hornets over the Raptors 138-133, Wizards 133, Hawks 120, Pistons beat the Sixers 105-95. In overtime, Pacers beat the Celtics 135-132, and the Cavs over the Lakers 134-110. NHL, the Devils beat the Canucks 6-0. The Kings double up the Golden Knights 6-3. It was Utah over the Flames 5-1. The Lightning beat the Avalanche in Colorado 5-2. The Jets over the Red Wings in Motown 6-2. And the Blue Jackets blanked the Islanders 2-0. I'm Peter Schwartz.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
And now another 1-2. Freeman to center field, base hit! Edmonds going to score. Here comes Will Smith. Freddie Freeman coming through again. A two-run single, and the Dodgers are within two.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Freddie Freeman came through time and time and time again when the Dodgers needed it. 12 RBI in this postseason is the most for a Dodgers in a single postseason, and he hit 300. Not only did he have the walk-off grand slam, but we all watched him hit home runs in each of the first four games of this World Series. And then those two runs he drove in with the two-out single as the Dodgers came back in that fifth inning, that fateful fifth inning that the Yankees may never live down. It's a Bill Buckner moment spread out over the course of a full inning. Multiple times and multiple opportunities they could have gotten out of it, which is why all five runs by the Dodgers are unearned. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, we'd love to connect with you. We'll continue with the World Series as we get through the top of the hour. A little bit later, we're going to do some football, of course, getting ready for Week 9 in the NFL, but also, as we approach November, we're getting closer and closer to the first set of college football playoff rankings. Our friend Jerry Palm, who tracks these things and understands all the math, the formulas, the science behind it, because you know it's science. He's going to join us live from the Chicago area. I think he's in Indiana, but from the Chicago area, he'll join us coming up at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 a.m. Eastern Time. So we're excited to talk with him, and we'll get a break from the baseball then. But as I say, the Dodgers end up with the four home runs from Freddie Freeman, the walk-off grand slam that's an iconic moment in World Series history. And, of course, he had an up-and-down season. He actually was dealing with the ankle injury, the high ankle sprain that he suffered running to base late in the season, kind of colliding with a fielder, if I remember correctly. And he was in a ton of pain. And it really was about Dave Roberts trying to give him more time off during the NLCS so that he could be ready for the World Series. He was also away from the team for quite a while because his son Max was going through some serious medical treatment. So it's been a challenging year for him both personally and professionally, and now he ends up as World Series MVP.
This is everything. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here without the support of everybody in these shirts tonight. It's been a grind these last 3 months, but this organization, Stan, Andrew, Brandon, Doc, my teammates, my family, it's been a lot, and this is it right here. Not this, that one. That one. That's what it's about.
That's still out on the field as he's got the Willie Mays World Series MVP trophy in his hands, but gesturing to the World Series trophy that was also up there on stage, proudly displayed. And yeah, Dave Roberts, remembering 2020, as many of the Dodgers did invoke 2020. And the fact that people call that a fluke, it doesn't count, it's not real. A bunch of guys, I heard it post-game on the field, on various media outlets, talking about how this should validate and shut up all the doubters who said 2020 didn't count. But yeah, Dave Roberts fired up his second World Series ring as a manager. Remember, he has one as a player as well with the Red Sox in 04.
Who wants a parade? Berkey, I'm just so, first and foremost, I thank God. I thank my players, their families, the coaching staff, training staff, ownership, scouting, player development. As Andrew said, the fingerprints on Dodger Nation. This trophy belongs to everybody.
We'll hear more from both Dave Roberts and Freddie Freeman as we approach the end of this first hour. MLB Network is still running a lot of the interviews that they did on the field as the Dodgers are celebrating. And I happened during the break to tune in and hear Shohei Ohtani with his interpreter there at the desk with Pedro and Harold Reynolds and the MLB Network crew. And they asked him about the shoulder, and he said it was a matter of tolerating the pain. He said he actually missed a good portion of the World Series because he was getting rehab in between at bats. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.